Today we're looking at something that may seem a little out of place in our digital world.
Oh, yeah.
Brick and mortar retail.
Right.
Those physical stores we can actually, walk into.
Yeah.
Now, while online shopping is definitely having a moment, are physical stores really going the way of the dodo?
Not necessarily. You see, what's really interesting is that brick and mortar stores still have some pretty big advantages.
Oh.
Yeah, they might not be as, flashy or as convenient
Right.
as the online giants,
Yeah.
but they really tap into something deep in how we shop.
That's interesting. I have to admit, I do love how easy it is to shop online.
Oh, yeah.
But there is something about being in an actual store that's hard to replicate online.
Absolutely. Think about impulse buys. When was the last time you were in a bookstore
Oh, yeah.
or maybe a clothing store
Sure.
surrounded by all those tempting displays?
Yeah.
It's pretty easy to walk out with way more than you planned.
Oh, absolutely. I
Yeah.
am definitely guilty of that.
Yeah.
It really is like the whole atmosphere
Yeah.
is kind of encouraging you to, browse and discover things you didn't even know you needed.
Exactly. That physical store environment with its strategic product placement and the lighting and even scents,
Okay.
it creates this whole sensory experience that you just can't get online.
I see what you mean.
It's like the difference between seeing a picture of some delicious meal and actually smelling it and tasting it.
Oh, that's a good analogy.
Yeah.
There's a reason why retailers put so much effort into visual merchandising.
Right.
It's all about tapping into our senses and triggering those impulse buys.
Exactly. And brick and mortar stores are really good at something called cross-selling.
Cross-selling.
Yeah.
What's that?
So our source material gives this example of buying a fishing pole.
Okay.
You're in the store, you're excited about your new purchase,
Yeah.
and right next to it are all the lures and lines and tackle boxes.
Right.
It's almost impossible to resist grabbing a few extra things to complete the experience.
Yeah, I can totally see that happening.
Yeah.
Online, you might not even think about those extra things,
Right.
but in the store, they're right there tempting you.
Exactly. It's a strategy that plays on our desire to have a complete and satisfying
That
experience.
makes sense.
And it's something that brick and mortar stores can use really effectively.
So while online shopping might be more convenient, brick and mortar stores are playing a different game,
Yeah.
one that appeals to our senses and our desire for instant gratification.
Right. And there's another advantage we shouldn't forget, that human connection.
Oh, yeah.
In a physical store, you can actually talk to staff, ask questions, get personalized recommendations.
Yeah, it's like that feeling you get when you walk into your favorite local bookstore
Yeah.
and the staff knows your name and what you like to read.
Exactly.
They can point you to those hidden gems you might never have found online.
Right.
That personal touch makes a huge difference.
Absolutely. It creates a sense of trust and loyalty that's so hard to build online. And let's not forget about the immediacy factor.
Oh, right.
You walk out of the store with your purchase right there in your hand.
You got it.
No waiting for shipping.
Right.
No worrying about porch
Oh, that's a
pirates.
big one. We live in a world of instant gratification. Sometimes
Exactly.
you just want that instant satisfaction of
Yeah.
having what you bought right then and there.
Exactly. And that's an advantage that brick and mortar stores can really capitalize on.
So it seems like these brick and mortar stores still have some tricks up their sleeve, but I'm sure there are challenges too,
Of
right?
course. While they have these unique strengths, physical stores also face some pretty big hurdles in today's world.
Like what?
Well, things like high overhead costs and those limited hours of operation,
Yeah.
those can be a real burden for business owners.
Yeah.
You're right, those overhead costs can be a real pain point. I mean, think
Yeah.
about it. Rent, utility, staffing,
Wow.
all those expenses add up so fast,
Yeah.
especially compared to, online businesses
Right.
that operate with way lower overhead.
It really does make you appreciate all the challenges those local businesses are up against,
Yeah.
trying to stay afloat in this crazy retail world.
Absolutely. And then you've got the limited hours of operation. Online stores are open 24/7,
Yeah.
but a physical store, well, they need to have staff there,
Yeah.
which ties right back to those staffing costs we were talking about.
It's true. Each extra hour they're open just adds to their expenses. Can be
Exactly.
a tough balancing act.
Oh, for sure. And then there's the visibility issue.
Oh, right.
In the online world, you've got a global reach,
Yeah.
but physical stores, well, they really rely on foot traffic
Yeah.
and local marketing to
Yeah.
get people in the door.
Right. It's like they're playing in a totally different game.
Yeah.
Online businesses can target customers all over the world with a few clicks, but those brick-and-mortar stores are trying to get the attention of people walking or driving by.
Exactly. And finally, there's the limited inventory issue. Physical stores just can't compete with the huge storage space of those giant online warehouses.
Yeah.
This can be a real problem for businesses that have lots of different products.
Yeah.
Or if they need to have a wide selection to offer.
So it sounds like physical stores are at a real disadvantage compared to online stores.
Well, yeah, in a lot of ways.
But then with all these challenges, what does the future hold for brick and mortar retail?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
I mean, the challenges are definitely real.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe there's still a place for physical stores in the future of retail.
Really?
Yeah. But it's going to take some creative thinking.
Okay.
And a willingness to try new things.
I'm all ears.
Well, one big trend we're seeing is what's called experiential retail.
Experiential retail. What's that?
So it's about turning shopping into an event.
Okay.
An experience that goes beyond just, you know, looking and buying.
Okay.
Instead of just focusing on transactions.
Right.
These stores are creating immersive environments that really engage the shoppers.
So it's not just about selling products.
Right.
It's about making the shopping trip memorable for the customer.
Exactly. Think interactive displays, personalized consultations, in-store events, workshops.
Okay.
Anything that creates that sense of excitement and engagement.
Gotcha.
It's about appealing to all the senses and making that shopping trip something you can't get online.
I really like that idea.
Yeah.
It plays to the strengths of physical stores.
Yeah.
That face-to-face interaction, the ability to actually touch and feel the products,
right,
being part of a community.
It's about creating a destination,
yeah,
a place where people actually want to spend time,
right,
not just grab something and run.
So if brick-and-mortar stores can tap into this experiential retail thing,
yeah,
they have a chance in this new retail world.
I really think so.
Okay.
It's all about adapting and evolving. Mm-hmm. And finding those creative ways to make that in-person experience even better.
Makes sense.
But it's not just up to businesses. It's about us too, the consumers. We need to recognize the value of both online and in-person shopping.
Right. Sometimes you just need something fast.
Yeah.
And nothing beats online ordering.
Totally.
But sometimes you want to try on clothes or test a gadget or just enjoy browsing in an actual store.
Absolutely. It's about understanding what we need as shoppers,
yeah,
and being open to both options.
That's a great point. So it sounds like the future of retail isn't about choosing one or the other,
right,
but finding that balance between the physical and digital world.
Exactly.